Hey, Chevra, it's an incredible schus to be able to share Torah, the 5-minute vart this week from Kaisel Maravi. It's a Kodesh Kedashim. Mirat Hashem, soon every single 5-minute vart will be from this makam, Kar of Mamish. Pasuk and Parashas tells us, Ekev in Perichav Vav, Pasuk Hey, Ekev Asher Shema Avram Bekoli, Vishmar Mishmarti Mitvasai Chukosai Vesorosai. Tells the Avram Avinu, listen to my voice and kept my mitzvos, my chukim, my Torah. The Gemara Yuma Daf Chav Ches tells us, from here we see, that the Avos, so somehow, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, the Avos, kept the Torah, kept the mitzvos. Now we all know, the Torah was given at Har Sinai, many years after the Avos already left this world. What does it mean? How is it possible that Avram Avinu kept the Torah before it was given? How is it possible that Avram Avinu should know that I'm not supposed to wear shatnez? How would Avram Avinu know such a thing? Chukosai, even my chukim. How is it possible Avram Avinu would know such a thing? Yitzchak Avinu should know not to eat pasuk v'cholov, which is pasuk pshat in the Gemara and this pasuk. What does that mean? How is it possible? The Hilchos Kedushas Levi, Hilchos Barditchever explains as follows. It's Chosel Yagin Aleinu. And it's found in his Torahs on Purim, in his Kedushas Rishon on Purim. It says, we all know that we have Ramach Mitzvos Aseh, we have 248 Mitzvos Aseh, positive Mitzvos, and Shisa Gidin, 300. So Ramach Mitzvos Aseh, 248 positive Mitzvos, connected the 248 limbs of the body, the Ivarim of the body. And we have 365 shisa mitzvahs lo saseh, negative commandments. Can I get what? The gidin, the sinews, the veins of the body, basically. So we see from here that the mitzvahs somehow are connected the makeup of our entire guf, our entire physical body. 240 mitzvahs aseh connected the avarim, 365 mitzvahs lo saseh connected the gidin. And he explains as follows, that therefore we learn, not only are the mitzvos there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to, and we have to keep Torah mitzvos, and we're all Avdei Hashem, and we know it's best for us ultimately, even when we don't understand, but the mitzvos are literally, the Jalevi says, the spiritual sustenance of our body. The mitzvos keep us going. The mitzvos give us meaning. The mitzvos give us purpose. The mitzvos give strength to our body. Allow our bodies to be and to live appropriately in this world. They give the kiyamis, the chiyas, to the body. Not just our physical sustenance, but our spiritual sustenance. And the Kedushas Levi explains, Kedush Baruch Hu created a spectacular world. And in this world, when a child is born, a little baby, the baby already naturally knows that it needs to eat. And naturally knows immediately you'll have a baby will be born and immediately it will go and nurse from its mother. No one teaches that baby that. The baby, mamish, instantaneously will know that I need physical sustenance, I need milk, I need a nurse for my mother. And that's innate in that baby. The Kedushas Levi says, just like it's innate that we, each and every one of us, that we need physical sustenance to live in this world, so too, Chevra, is it innate. It's part and parcel of every one of us that we need spiritual sustenance. That in order to live in this world, we need Torah and mitzvos, which is the spiritual sustenance of the body. And therefore, it doesn't need it to be taught to us. It's something natural. It's something we innately have within us. And that's how he explains that the Avos came to already understand and foresee and foreshadow, in a sense, the Torah and mitzvos and keep Torah and mitzvos, even before Kabbalah Satorah. Incredible idea. Which tells each and every one of us, just be real. And find our mahus, find our inside, and you'll see. You'll know what emes is. We all know, each and every one of us. We know when we're not doing right that we don't feel right about it. We don't feel good about it. We know when we're doing something keneged Torah mitzvos, we have a natural guilt. and we know we don't feel simcha with ourselves. It's just natural, because we're not giving the spiritual sustenance to our body, we can't feel good about ourselves. Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, to give us the sustenance to our life. And the only reason, by the way, perhaps, to suggest, and I've seen this in Svarim, why then you could ask, why did the Rabbanu Shalom even give a Torah? Why couldn't we all just come to it naturally? Because each and every one of us have a Yetzer Hara, and each and every one of us, therefore, have been tainted in the world that we live in a secular society, in the morality of this world, in the Yetzer Hara that we have from within, which causes us not to always appreciate our natural needs and what should be innate within us. So now we're Ribbono Shel Olam to give us the Torah to see it. But let's learn the Torah. Let's connect the Torah. Let's understand only being one with Torah, we'll be one with ourselves, and we'll have a kiyumis, not just physically, but also spiritually. Because the Shem is Baruch, and then we'll be Zoicha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will help us feel that. So on the next level, we're sitting here by Kosel Maravi. We see that we're Shomer Torah Mitzvahs in the proper way, and have the kimis of ourselves, or the kimis of the Shechina b'tachtoinim, with binyan beis hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu b'karav mamish b'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,